Good morning. November 26th, 9:03 a.m. Yeah, I slept in this morning big time, like an hour, like 2 hours. It was 8 o'clock when I got up this morning, and I never sleep until 8 o'clock. Those of you who have been listening to this podcast for two-thirds of a year know I never sleep until 8 o'clock. I did this morning. I'm not exactly sure why, other than I rolled over a couple of times and said, you know what, I'm tired of being tired. And I have been tired. I've been very tired, and I'm not quite sure why. But it's been very difficult for me to stay awake during the day. So I just rolled back over and went to sleep until it got to be 8 o'clock, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I got up and had to start to do something. So here I am. It's very windy this morning. It's very cold. It's like 30 degrees, and the wind's blowing, I'm going to guess, 15, 20 miles an hour. It's at my back at the moment, so it's keeping my hood up. But walking over this way, I had to hold my hood down in order to keep my head warm. And as it is, my face is rather badly windburned in just that half hour, 20 minutes walking in this direction against that wind. So, what am I thinking about today? 4 days. I got 4 days to write a book. I've got a bit of a start. I've got some false starts. I've got some spits and ideas. And unfortunately, I've also got a bunch of chores to do today. So I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I do have one good rough draft coming out of the month. That's more than I had going in. Got a lot of insight into what I'm going to need to do in order to write 6 books a year next year. I really kind of want to try to do 12, but at least I need to have some time to do other things this morning. Like edit, record. And I do need to play. I've done very little play this month. I logged on to Lord of the Rings long enough to pay the rent on my houses, and that was it. And I need to get in and do a little play. I particularly need to get in and play my lore master, because Tanis is loosely, very loosely, based on lore master. And I need to spend some more time getting a feel for how that class works, so that when I write her, I know what I'm writing about. Now, when I say that, it's like, no, she's not going to be casting battle magic or anything. But this idea of being in tune with the earth and being in tune with the animals and the plants and even to a certain extent the fundamental forces of the earth, the water, the air, the ground, and fire. So I need to play. My brain, I think, has gotten a bit soaked in across the street without getting run over. Car coming. There we go. So I need to think about that a little bit. I need to play a little bit to get my brain back together. And I have 4 days in which to write maybe another half a thousand stories. Another 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 words. I cleaned out my jacket pocket so I don't have any tissues to blow my nose with. And it's between the cold and the wind, it's running right off. So, yeah, it's been interesting these last few days trying to do 400, 500, 1,000, 1,500 words in a day. And I think I got like 450 or something yesterday. It was some ridiculously small number. There was a very distracting day around my house with lots of family kinds of stuff going on that really prevented my being able to sit down. And I use that family excuse a lot. And it's unfortunately more true than excuse. Elder daughter is very, very low in her class standing. That's causing a lot of stress in the household with everybody except perhaps her. And being a typical teen in many ways, in spite of her talent, or perhaps because of it, she's not happy about taking direction. So we'll see how this all works out. My take on it, of course, is that if it takes her 5 years to get through high school, it takes her 5 years. That's not a viewpoint that is widely adopted or accepted around my household. So causes a certain amount of friction by itself. And the reality is that both my wife and I were raised in households where the consequences of our actions were the artificial consequences of parental punishment and not the actual consequences of our actions. So when we grew up, the effect of having bad grades was not having to live with poor standing in the class roster and subsequent difficulties in going to college, which I never had to begin with, but were in fact the artificial punishments meted out by our parents. As a result, when I left the house, when I joined the military at 17, I really had not experienced much in the way of actual authentic consequences to actions. Now, one might argue that being a child and living in a household where physical and emotional punishment was regularly meted out, and knowing fully well that should I fail, those unpleasant circumstances would ensue, one might argue that they were in fact quite authentic. If not, and quite directly related to my actions, if not exactly directly. So what I was being punished for was not failing to do my homework or failing in my classwork. What I was being punished for was failing to obey my parents. Whether that worked in my favor or against me in the long run, I don't know. Oh, great. Wind shift. It's quite a sprightly breeze, too, under this. A lot of crap flying here. Sniff, sniff, snort, sniff. All right, I'm off the main street. At least I'm down. I've got some protection from the winds, because there's no straight open slot in the wind direction anymore. So anyway, today is Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday, kids go back to school on Monday. NaNoWriMo is over on what, Tuesday? I think so. Thursday. Thursday. Well, who knows what I might be able to accomplish in a short period of time, particularly if I can focus, if I'm allowed to focus. I do have to make at least one run out to the grocery store. I should do that before I get settled. We're almost out of cat food, and running out of cat food is perhaps much worse than running out of real people food, because at least if I run out of people food, I can call for pizza. But running out of cat food, not so much. It is a gorgeous day. The sky is beautiful blue. The wind is the only downside. 32 degrees is not terribly cold compared to the teens and 20s that I was walking in earlier in the month. That wind is just raw. So I haven't made any progress on any serious front yet. The stand-up desk is still just a pipe dream at the moment. Something I ponder as I slouch in my chair. The desk for the treadmill will probably come first, just because I know if I can do that one, then standing up to work becomes really quite easy. So even if I don't have the treadmill going, I could be standing up and working at that desk, and then working with the treadmill on gains me quite a lot, I think, in terms of mobility and strength, and I am hoping comfort. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to wear on my feet for the morning walks. I've got these boots, which honestly need to be replaced before we get into the heavy weather season again. So maybe I'll put these down beside the treadmill. Wear these when I walk on the treadmill. They're a bit harsh, a bit hard. Probably should have a pair of rubber-soled shoes to walk on a treadmill, just for A, for support, and B, for to protect the treadmill. Honestly, I walk a lot barefoot, so this thing about walking barefoot is my feet don't slide around and get blisters inside shoes. All right. Heading across the top of the park now. It's kind of odd being out here in full daylight. I'm so frequently here in twilight or in in darkness. The sun is very high in the sky at the moment. As high as you might expect it to be at 9:30 in the morning, but still, compared to hugging the horizon where I usually see it, it seems quite high up. I got the wind at my back. And I'm trucking it. So I'm getting home, take a look at you. I got time for breakfast before I get groceries. And go get the groceries taken care of. I don't want to wait too long, because Saturday morning at the grocery store, particularly this Saturday, it got to be a bit hectic. Trees really, some of them really took battering. One Chinese elm here on the corner of the house actually had a really good shape to it. Now it's rather spindly and awkward looking. And it's dropped more branches overnight. Yay! Oh, yeah. So we never got our sprinklers blown out this season. I did drain them, but I didn't get the water blown out of the sprinkler heads. So we can expect a few of those to be frozen and broken come spring. We have a lot of work to do come March. Oh well. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day.